This is JIS News. Coming up, steps taken to prevent repeat of Armadale tragedy. Government communication policy launched and courthouses to be rehabilitated. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government has taken steps to ensure the tragedy which occurred at the Armadale Juvenile Correctional Center for Girls in 2009 is never repeated at any such facility in Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says government has worked to ensure that infrastructure designs in juvenile facilities are significantly improved and that the welfare of children in state institutions is protected.
We have addressed the issues of infrastructure design in juvenile facilities. The government has put in place improved health provisions, intervention programs, better staffing, and emergency management and response systems.
The St. Anne home was the scene of a fire in May 2009, which left 7 female wards dead. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says in response to recommendations from the Commission of Inquiry into the fire, government has employed specialist teachers for a number of academic subject areas in juvenile institutions. Meanwhile, the former Armadale Juvenile Correctional Center in Alexandria, St. Anne, has been transformed into a multifaceted skills training facility. The center was renovated through a HeartTrust NTA Special Projects and Community Training Intervention Project. This was undertaken in partnership with the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, Noranda Jamaica Bauxite Partners, and the Ministries of Youth and Culture, National Security and Education. The refurbished facility is equipped to accommodate 125 trainees from Alexandria and surrounding communities of Southwest St. Anne. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging residents to take advantage of the courses being offered.
From the ashes of the former Armadale Correctional Institution for Girls, today rises the Armadale Skills Training Center as a beacon of hope for a better quality life through education and training for many people in the surrounding communities.
The center will offer training in several HeartTrust NTA subject areas up to the NVQJ Level 2. The government has further cemented its commitment to greater accountability, transparency, and good governance with the launch of its first ever communication policy. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner officially launched the document during a recent government communicators meeting at the office of the Prime Minister. The policy has been developed to provide, among other things, a comprehensive framework for a well-managed and coordinated communication machinery across government institutions.
The policy is very important because it gives a guideline of minimum standards of communication that we require in government agencies, departments, and ministries, because communication is such an important part of what government does. We have to communicate our policies, we have to communicate our programs, and we have to make sure we have the best professionals who are providing this kind of information to the people.
Minister Faulkner was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The policy has been formulated through research, a review of comparative communication policies in other jurisdictions, assessment of other available data, consultation with government communicators, and inputs from an advisory team of communication specialists. And government is working to rehabilitate several courthouses across the island in an effort to strengthen the administration of justice. This was disclosed by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding recently at the official handing over of the Public Building North at Justice Square, downtown Kingston.
The ministry is currently undertaking much needed work in at least 3 of the courts around Jamaica. And while 3 others reopened in the past year and a half after prolonged closures,
Minister Golding says just over $9 million has been spent on renovations to the 2-story Santa Cruz Courthouse in St. Elizabeth, which included the construction of a wheelchair lift to improve access by persons with disabilities. He adds that approximately $17 million was spent on improvement works at the Black River Courthouse. Additionally, the Supreme Court Western Regional Registry, the Western Administrator General's Department, and new legal aid clinic facilities were recently opened in Montego Bay. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.